Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Burt got tired of hearing me complain about being weak AF and needing to get in the gym, so he put me on the spot on the air, and now I have to go work out today.
Is that really how it all went down? Really, is that how it went down?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
Kristen has, for the longest time...
A year.
...said that, no, it was longer than that, that you want to get in shape, but you just don't like the gym, so you'll dabble in yoga, you dabbled in Pilates on Friday also, and then it kind of goes away, and I try to give her fitness advice, and she takes it for about a second, and then she doesn't do anything with it. So yeah, I put her on the spot, and it was time to like take yourself seriously when it comes to this.
You remember that time you and I went to our little gym here in our building and you showed me how to like use the machines properly and to be slow and
deliberate.
Deliberate is the word I'm looking for. Yeah, I haven't been back down there since.
That's why I put it into somebody else's hands.
All right, so I am now in cahoots with Simply Buckhead, a magazine, and also Pinnacle Fitness, a gym. And I have a trainer. I'm doing my body composition scan today, and I am going to be doing strength training twice, if not three times a week. I went to a place called Stat Wellness, and they did a composition scan as well. And let's just say, I'm a little bit on the weak side.
So do you know what what this whole test is about? And do you know why strength training is so important?
Yeah, no, especially for women of a certain age. It's so much fun being a woman. Our bodies deteriorate a lot faster than men's. And it's just for our health and for longevity. And also not just to live longer, but to live longer better. Mm-hmm. Strength training is a necessity for women.
And the body
composition scan.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Is going to tell you what?
I don't know.
Okay. So here's the thing, I think, which might tweak and get you more into this whole thing, is if you know exactly what the results are going to provide for you. For me, I told Krista when she told me she was doing this test this morning, I would have woken up and gone, oh my God, I can't wait till 2 o'clock to take this test, right? And then get the results, because that's the stuff that motivates me to get into the gym. So maybe if you like knew why you were doing it, it would give you more motivation.
Well, I mean, the reason why is to gauge like my body mass. It's not the BMI, because I know BMI is BS, but it's basically to determine how strong I am and what is muscle and what is not muscle and what I need to work on.
Well, from working out with you for 5 minutes, I can answer that. Weak!
Everything. All the things. And I mean, like you said that and I was like, seriously? Because I have to fast until 11 before I get to do this thing. And I'm like, so I'm not.
Oh, that's not fun at all.
No.
Nah, when I was telling you I would be excited about it.
Yes.
Yeah, fasting is no fun.
No. Right. So bottom line, this is now my journey. I'm in my fitness era. I'm trying to get stronger so I can pick up my 4-year-old son and not tweak my back every single time. That is my goal. My goal is to be able to be stronger and to do things like keep up with my kid and to be able to pick up my child and not have fear that I'm going to pull a muscle in my back again like I did the last time. So it was such a kind, beautiful offer. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and just bemoan because I know a lot of people would just be over the moon for this opportunity. Are you like, you're kidding me? You're sitting here complaining about the fact that you have a personal trainer and you're going to be able to work out and do all this stuff. So I recognize what a gift that is. So I want to give that gift to a Burt Show listener. So I'm looking for my swole mate. So if you go to theburtshow.com, you can sign up to be my swole mate. And Pinnacle Fitness is going to give you an in-person consultation, that body composition scan that I apparently have no idea what it's about. Two trainer-led workouts per week for 3 whole months.
Wow.
Nutritional guidance and also a home workout plan to complete 4 to 5 total workouts for the week. Because Jamie said he'd like me to work out 5 times a week. So that's what we're gonna try to do. Now, Tommy hit me up, and it's been a minute, y'all. It's been a minute since you gotten a parody song from your girl, Kristen.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And these are always award-winning.
So, in honor of me searching for my soulmate for the gym and us kicking off this contest at theburtshow.com, here is, for the first time ever, Do You Want to Be My Soulmate?
Hello? Do you wanna be my swole mate? Come on, let's go and lift. We have no muscles anymore. We will be sore, it's time to make the shift. You'll be my spotting buddy, and I'll be yours. We'll bench press to the sky. Do you wanna be my swole mate? You'll forever be my swole mate.
Let's do this, Kristen.
Okay, huh?
Oh, you're really holding the notes.
Yeah. I've heard worse. Well, I've heard way worse.
Yeah, right? I kept it real short this time, too, for you. So, if you would like to be my swole mate, you can just go to theburtshow.com.
All right, so what do they have to fill out?
I'll put your information in and why. Like, what I'm looking for is compelling stories of the rut that you find yourself in, and how you want to get out of it to benefit your health.
Maybe you had that wake up, weight loss moment, or the wake up, like, health moment.
Wake up hell. This is not about, if your weight loss is your journey, more power to you, but I want to put the focus that this is not about going to the gym and losing weight. This is about us going to the gym and getting stronger.
Okay. So you can go to theburtshow.com, sign up to be her swole mate. And I assure you, she will not sing to you while you guys are working out.
You want to bet?
The Burt Show.
Danae here had every right in the world to be totally and completely insulted. And she was going to do something maybe about it over the weekend. Hey, Danae.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so for those that didn't hear on Friday what you were so insulted about, what was it with this mom group?
Well, I joined the mom group last week. Well, it's been about 2 weeks ago now. And I thought I was going to get in because I just had a new baby and all. And, I fit all the criteria. I was rejected because I was a working mom and not a stay-at-home mom. They said I was a part-time mom.
That's just wild.
Yeah. And I said this last week also. If you're upset by it, that's also not a group that I would want to be in, because if you do somehow, some way guilt them into bringing you in, They're going to be mean to you anyway. Yeah. This is not going to be a welcoming environment.
You don't want to be around that energy. You don't need that energy in your life.
But I do understand why you were insulted about it. So did you do anything about it over the weekend? Because Kristen wanted you to protest.
Take that baby and show that baby how you stand up for what you believe in.
Well, I didn't dwell on the rejection. I decided I had to do something. I was mommy shamed after all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in here was like, new mom. So you got a new baby. You got your family to focus on, and that all your energy was better spent there than trying to get back at these women.
Yeah, I know. Y'all said I should forget about the group and just, forget about being mommy shamed and just focus on what really matters. My baby, my husband, my career. But, I am.
Petty and immature is so much more fun. Yep.
And my focus is where it's supposed to be. I started my own mommy group.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good for you. Yeah. That's right. Not petty. That's boss lady.
All right, well, tell us about this group. Yeah.
Yeah. So this weekend, I launched a Facebook group for moms who want a judge-free space to connect, whether they're working full-time, stay-at-home, or, a mix of both. So the response has been overwhelmingly amazing. Like, so many moms working, they're staying at home, they're joined, and we're sharing our experiences. We have support ideas. We have support dates, We're sharing ideas and experiences that motherhood should be about lifting each other up. Yeah. It's not about, tearing each other down. It's hard to raise kids out here. We need our own sense of community.
Good for you.
So, yeah, this weekend we've already scheduled our first meetup.
Wow.
In person for this weekend. I am so excited about this. The goal is just simply to create a welcoming, supportive community where moms feel like they belong, and we're all doing our best for our kids, and that's what should matter the most. So I'm really looking forward to this because I finally found my sense of community. It feels right.
You got to go where you appreciate it and not tolerate it. And sometimes that means doing it yourself and building your own thing. So I feel like you handled this the best way you possibly could have.
Has there been any backlash from the original group, or did they even know about it?
I don't even think they've caught on. And honestly, if they have, oh, well. This is for any moms out there who have felt judged for their choices. Good. You know, if you don't fit into someone else's version of motherhood, that's okay.
Good
you
for
can
you.
Create your own space, you know. And you might find just out that there are plenty of other moms that are looking for the same exact community just like I was and just like these new women are. And I'm just so excited we have this weekend coming up.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, I think you handled this beautifully.
Mm-hmm. You made something beautiful out of something ugly.
You want to offer a trade to some of those moms in that other mom group?
Start drafting
them. Come on over.
You don't want them over there. You don't want them. All right, Danae, thank you very much for the update. Appreciate you.
You bet, you guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I see you now.
Get it. The Bird Show.
So Cassie wants to ask a dangerous question this morning.
I'm doing something that every man listening in their car will be like, and probably 75% of women also will be like, what is wrong with you? And I'm hiding it from my husband until he found out and it all backfired on me and he is mad. Now, it's not an affair. It's not I'm spending money and he doesn't know it. I've been feeding a possum outside our trailer, and that's the most white trash thing I've ever said.
You have never sounded more Louisiana than you do right now.
Because if you didn't know, possums can't get rabies. Their body temperature is too low, so I feel safe doing this. Now, when I came home one day, I was surprised by the Burt Show staff because they decorated my trailer and backyard with beautiful Christmas decorations. And I know it's almost April. It's March. Okay, stay with me. They made me so happy that I've kept them up. So one night when I came home, I heard a rustling under the Christmas tree. And I'm like, what's that? And this little possum, it was really cold, ran out from under the Christmas tree. And I'm like, oh, little baby bear. It's a little possum. And we have rabbits that live under our bridge. We live by some woods. Okay, we've got woods butting up to the back of our property is a ridiculous word, our backyard. And I've seen deer, I've seen rabbits, all this stuff. So me being a sustainable girl, whenever I'm done with vegetables that I don't want to keep where they're starting to turn in the fridge, I dump them in the woods for the animals to eat because I am nice. And also, by the way, if you put your veggies in trash, they create gases worse than your car does for the environment. So look at me feeding the animals like Snow White, saving the planet. Oh my God, I'm on top of the world. Until... And this is another white trashy thing that we have done. My husband's going to be so mad at me after this segment. Sometimes we get too lazy to walk down the 3 steps out of the trailer to the trash can.
Oh, my God.
So I will just like throw a bag of trash out the front door and it's not facing anyone. No one can see it from the back, like from the street. It's not even facing our neighbor's house. So I'll just like pick it up on the way to my car and toss it out. But otherwise, it'll just sit by the front door until someone can take it out because I don't want to go in and out all the time. It gets dirty, whatever. Well, I forgot one night, and that little opossum decided to get into that bag of trash and rip it and spread it all over the backyard. And so my husband came out, and one, I got in trouble because he hates when I throw the trash out the front door like that because of this. And he's like, a possum or a raccoon or some animal got into the trash bag and spread it all over the yard. What? I don't understand why we've been so careful. And I was like, but I still didn't say anything because I don't want to get in trouble. And then he went around the back of the shed and I hear my name, Cassie. And I'm like, I heard it from inside the trailer. And I was like, I'm busy. My headphones are on. And he busts in. He goes, why is there a pile of celery, kale and bok choy behind the shed? And I said, in case the deer get hungry. And he's like, the deer did not come. A possum come. And so then we had a little trail camera.
A possum come. A possum come.
Not only did a possum come.
I don't want to know what that possum did.
A raccoon came.
Oh yeah. Boys. Called all his friends.
Yeah.
And a giant old rat came. And so now I don't put food outside anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. But I know I'm not the only one hiding a secret like that from their significant other.
I don't understand why you wanted to like encourage the possum. They just seem so half done to me. Even the babies aren't good looking.
They're cute.
They're not, man. They're scary.
Justice for ugly animals. Someone's got to care about them. Yeah, possums and Abby.
Someone care about us.
We'll do a 5K in the fall.
That is cute. That is cute.
Wait, let me see.
All animal babies are cute to me.
That's pretty cute.
That's an evil face baby.
That is not.
He's just looking to turn on you.
Get it? The Bird Show.
This past weekend was a celebration of women in sports. So all of us piled into the Atlanta United suite at Mercedes-Benz to sit down and just watch other people play the game.
Okay.
We actually hosted a bunch of Bird Show listeners. We gave away tickets to our private Bird Show suite at the Atlanta United game at Mercedes-Benz against the New York Red Bulls. And it was really cool because there were kids there, but all of the kids who showed up played soccer.
Aww.
And we had a sports dietitian as a winner as well. So everyone there had some kind of tie into sports, and it was really neat seeing the range of ages, I think, because we had kids as young as, I want to say, 7 up to like just groups of girlfriends coming to watch the game. And so we all hung out, but I remember one particular moment at the end of the game, which was fun. I love watching the games. I'm a soccer fan. It carried over from my parents and my childhood growing up in the UK. But at the end of the game, I still don't know the rules. I'm really bad at rules. And I was waiting for some kind of kickoff because we were tied. And then all of a sudden we were like, wait, the game is over.
Like a kickoff, like a sudden death? Or are you talking about penalty kicks?
Penalty kicks.
Penalty
kicks.
Yes.
See,
oh, okay.
I don't even know the words to use. All I know is I'm like, cool, we're tied. Now they're going to line up in a line and put their hands over their junk and protect it. And we're going to kick into the goal. We're going to win because that's what we do.
This is the knock on soccer in America that Americans hate, that either it ends up in a tie or the games are so like low scoring. In America, we like to see high scoring games, and there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser.
Yeah, she seems so deflated and defeated when I was like, yeah, no, regular season, it just ends in a tie.
Yeah.
I felt like a trumpet should have blared or something. Like, our guys did good. I mean, I saw Miggy get the ball a couple of times. I'm shocked that I know it's Miggy. Like, I can recognize team players. And so it was really a lot of fun, even though I did call the big Falcon outside an Eagle.
Yeah, she kept referring to the Falcon out front. Like, we need to meet at the Eagle so we can take a group pick. We need to meet at the Eagle. And as I'm texting, I took the MARTA and I'm walking to Mercedes-Benz Stadium from the MARTA station, and I text her and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's a Falcon, not an Eagle, but you know, still nonetheless. But it was so, I couldn't help but laugh as I was leaving, and this game ended in a tie and nobody scored. So it was nil-nil.
Yeah.
And I go, man, this honestly couldn't have been a more fitting ending for a game that was dedicated for women in sports, because nobody scored and there was no climax.
No, you're missing the point. They didn't score. It was even for equality. That's why.
Yes. Got it.
Not only does it end in a tie, but both teams get credit for it. They both get a point for a tie.
Dude, as long as we're getting a point, that makes me happy. And I would like to say I am proof that you don't need to know anything about how the sports are played to have a good time at the game.
It is really fun.
Because I had a great time.
Yeah, and Atlanta United matches notoriously have better attendance than anywhere else in the world. It's a fun experience. Go.
Oh, it's a pack. It's a packed house.
Yeah. And you win as well?
Yes. I mean, I'm proof that you don't have to know anything about sports or the soccer to have a good time, because I sat in the back and I gabbed the whole time, because when you go to the suite, they have catered food. So there's mac and cheese, and that mac and cheese is so good. And they have bevs in the fridge, and you can tune in when it looks fun. You can do the little chants that they're doing down in the fan section. But I was having some conversations with a group of listeners, or a listener that brought her group of friends to the suite. Her name is Joy. And I just had like the greatest time gabbing with them. We're all kind of in a similar phase of life. And one of her friends and I got into this conversation about this guy that she's seeing. Like, of course, I've got to get the tea. Like, who are you dating? You got a boyfriend? Like, what's going on? And she started talking about this guy that she's seen, but she doesn't really seem to like that much. And when we were talking about their first date, she brought up something that I think both me and Kristen thought was interesting, in the sense that it was a very intimate type of first date. And I'm wondering if this is something you guys would be interested in doing with a lady that you would like to pursue. So she's talking to me about this first date, and she said, oh yeah, he knows that I really love getting weekly massages. I have a massage membership at the Now. So our first date was a couple's massage. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like,
first date
is a couple's massage? Like, doesn't that feel like you're skipping some steps? And she goes, no, like he knew that this is something I enjoy doing for myself. He knows that I can treat myself. So he's trying to prove that he can treat me. But do you feel like that's maybe a little much for day one?
It's weird.
Yeah.
For a first date. Like if I send you as a gift, that seems appropriate to me. But going together for a first date?
A couple's massage.
A couple's massage.
It's definitely different because I've never heard of it before. But if it were suggested to me, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Like, I don't want to be naked in the same room with you on our first date. Yeah.
Oh my.
Now there was a caveat here with this one because they weren't strangers. They've known each other for a year. So there was like a stat and I go, that makes it okay. Mm-hmm. Like if you guys were like, you had just Tinder swiped or Hinge swiped or Bumble swiped and this was your first date and you're getting, I would be creeped out by that. But because they had history, I was like, all right, I can see that.
But they're also coworkers. So you know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be like, let's say...
Well, we got a good example right here. I mean, Amanda and I have known each other for a decade. And then when we started dating, the first thing that I never would have suggested for a first date, even though we've known each other for a decade, was a couple's massage.
I think the only thing that's weird about it is it's sort of like going to go see a movie and then doing nothing else. Like, there's nothing wrong with going to go see a movie, but isn't the first date, like, the purpose is to kind of get to know the person and see if there is, like, a romantic conversational chemistry? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's just going to be looking at your side boob the whole time, and of course, he's going to be like, yeah. Moby, like, I'm having a good time.
That is exactly right.
I do feel like if for some reason, like, if the guy suggested, it feels creepy. Like you trying to get her in the room. But like if the woman suggested, I would think like, that's different, but I go for it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It's a little different where it come from.
Plus, you got to remember the after massage conversation is never good. I mean, you're in that haze of like totally and completely comfortable. And I hate paying the bill afterwards also because I can't add in my head what the tip is supposed to be because I'm in la la land.
Oh, no. I now know I would for a fact not do a first date getting a massage because when I'm down in that little face pillow, I have this massive line and crease across. That is there for hours afterwards. I mean, hours. Yeah. Absolutely not.
And then you've got oil in your hair. And if you're a girl, you always have that mascara smudge that looks like you just did a line of cocaine. It's not a good look. But here's the thing. This is how I knew she didn't like him because she's talking to me about it. And she's like, yeah, it was great. All I had to do was get a massage and not talk to him. And I was like, you don't like this man. No. You like what he can do for you, but you do not want to see this man again.
Well, they're already out of the honeymoon phase because they've known each other for a year.
They're in the honeymoon phase. They're getting couples massages. They are at the honeymoon. So it wouldn't work for me, but glad it worked for her.
All right, reminder, today is the day to sign up for $1,000. We are giving away $1,000 a whole bunch of times on Q99.7 tomorrow. Tuesdays and Thursdays we do this, and this would be a really good week to sign up. So you go to Q99.7Atlanta.com. You sign up. You tell us when you're winning. It'll take you less than 60 seconds. And then we call your name when we know you're listening to better assure you get this $1,000 in your hands. Okay, so sign up today. Take 60 seconds out of your day. That's all it takes. Sign up today. Q99.7Atlanta.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I feel so seen this morning as I read this statistic. 70% of people now watch TV with subtitles enabled.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay, weirdo.
My ears still work, y'all.
Give her 20 more years in radio, she'll be right there with us.
Maybe that's it. All right, so what is divorce dust?
Okay. I'm like, is this really a thing? And that's why I wanted to ask you guys, have you used divorce dust to bust your significant other cheating? So divorce dust is body glitter. So I saw this video from @_dadvocateIG on Instagram. And this is all about how women are looking out for other women by dousing themselves in glitter before they go out. That way it attaches to the man. And if he goes home to his wife or girlfriend, he gets stone cold busted.
There is officially a new trend where women are completely coating themselves with full body glitter before first dates for the express purpose of outing taken or married men who may be going home to another woman. They're calling it divorce dust. Apparently, in a world where not everyone has joined their local Are We Dating the Same Guy group, women felt the need to get a little bit more creative. And apparently it's working, allowing glitter to truly live up to its scientific name, the herpes of crafts. One woman says, that's actually how I caught my ex-husband cheating. I don't wear glitter, but the other girl did. I knew immediately. Okay, and I can't tell if I'm just DeLulu or have a super artistic husband, but that would not be enough of a smoking gun for me to personally end an entire marriage over, but she did. Another woman says, I knew the glitter I've been finding was a sign. So either the girlies have opened their eyes to the harsh realities of the world, or the world's worst crafting supply has become even more needlessly relationship-ending.
All right, won't work. We had a case study this weekend, you and I.
Okay. Which is why I find this so amusing that all this happened at the same time.
So Kristen held a birthday party for her husband. He just wanted to do like a wing place. Like, he's a pretty simple dude. Just wants to go and have wings, right? So we're all hanging out and we are eating, and Kristen brings this up. And we all notice that the guys at the table, all the guys, in fact, everybody, had glitter all over their bodies. Why was that?
Because somebody wrapped his gift in a bow that had glitter on it. So I'm not kidding. Like, you would look at somebody and then they'd hit the light and there'd be like shimmers in their face and shimmers on their chest. And I'm like, why is everybody coated in glitter? And glitter? And I'm like, Claire and her glitter bow on the gift. That's what it was.
I feel like these are one of these type deals that sound great in theory, but are people really doing it?
Well, to me, it's one of those things where if you are in a relationship and you have that gut feeling that like your man or your woman is stepping out on you, sometimes it just takes that one thing to kind of confirm your suspicion. Yeah. So if your guy has been out super late at night, he's been going on quote unquote business trips, and then all of a sudden you see a little red lipstick and some glitter on his sleeve. To me, it's less about like, if my man comes home with glitter, that means he's cheating on me. And it's just the final straw that lets you know he was probably out doing something shady.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
People are shocked to find out that movie studios spend insane amounts of money trying to make sure that their films win an Oscar. I didn't know this, that they will enact million-dollar campaigns to make sure that their film is going to win Best Picture, Best Director, or whatever, because the film that really swept the Oscars this year is a film called Anora, and it's a pretty small budget film. I think it cost them like about $6 million to create this entire film. It grossed $40 million worldwide. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for it. It won a ton of other awards, but people are shocked that actually the cost to make sure they won the Oscar was way more expensive than how much it took them to make the film. So the budget for the film, again, $6 million. And the CEO of the film production studio said that they spent $18 million on marketing make sure that Anora won the Oscars.
I feel like that defeats the purpose of the Oscars.
Right.
Like why wouldn't you just let your art stand for itself?
It's just kind of the way of the world. I mean, look at like an election. Like, is spending millions of dollars going to make you win it? No, but you can't really win it without it.
All right, sort of connecting to this. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but there's a new show coming out on Apple Plus that I'm really excited about. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. The Seth Rogen series? Mm-mm. It's called The Studio. And it's all about this kind of thing, about how movies are made, but he does it in a really funny way. You haven't seen the trailer on it yet? It looks really good.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, because obviously, like, they're in on everything and they're going to let the people know what really goes on behind the scenes. But I was shocked to see how much films, like, this isn't like an outlier. Like, $18 million isn't some crazy amount compared to what other films have spent.
I'm curious. So they spent $18 million on what and to whom? Like, where? What are you doing with that money? And obviously it wasn't spent in marketing to the public, because I never saw the first thing about Anora when it hit the box office, right?
Are you marketing to the voters?
It's spent on things like flying out all the actors and actresses to be at the Oscars, to dress them, basically making their people stars, or any other kind of marketing to do with the film to make sure. Like, for example, they sold like thongs, because it's a movie about sex workers, you know, and they had sex workers come in and see a screening. So they do things to market the film, but it's all intended to make sure that they get that Oscar or Oscar nomination.
I don't know if this has a piece to do with it, but I know with my TV, it gives me recommendations of things to watch. And though my algorithm does not really take me to these movies, every single one of the Oscar movies that were on the list for best movie is like that line of what I should watch. So I feel like a lot of those marketing dollars go into that, to where it's going to pop up on your what you should watch regardless of what you've been watching.
Yeah, a lot of these movies aren't money makers to begin with. In fact, the first time many of us hear even about the movie is the Academy Awards. So they're hoping to make some money on the back end.
100%. But some of the other films that have spent a lot of money making sure that they're going to get the Oscar. So here's the top five. In fifth place, Avatar: The Way of Water. They spent $25 million campaigning for the Oscar, and they only won Best Visual Effects. So $25 million, one award. Roma spent $25 to $30 million, but won three awards. The Power of the Dog spent $20 to $30 million, and they won one award for Best Director. In second place, Everything Everywhere All at Once spent $25 million. They won seven Oscars, so money well spent. And the top film that spent the most money trying to win an Oscar was in 2019 for The Irishman for $50 million, and they didn't win a single award.
Yeah, that movie was so long and so bad. I wonder what the correlation is on one Academy Award gets you how much money after the Academy Awards.
It's like when you perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like what are you going to make afterwards? Mm-hmm. So maybe they might be going, if we just get one and spend $20 million, we know we're going to make $40 million after the Academy Awards.
I think it's an investment in credibility, because then if your actors win an Oscar, then when you get them into their next film, which maybe you sign them for a lower price because they were less known. Like, for example, Mikey Madison, she was pretty much not known until now, but now she's an Oscar winner. But maybe they have her booked for another film, but they're getting her for $1 million as opposed to $10 million.
All right, so here's your quick Google search, right? So Mikey Madison's Anora gets post-Oscars bump at weekend. And just the summary says, per the numbers, Anora expanded to so many theaters last week, blah, blah, blah. Deadline projects that Anora will earn $1.8 million in the Friday to Sunday frame, which will up its domestic tally to 18.4.
All right, a comedian called out Travis Kelce for stealing his joke nearly verbatim on his New Heights podcast. We'll compare the clips on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.